Alberta. And Kenny Murray Geller will join us later on in the hour. And we also have a special conversation just a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, I think it's interesting to note the story this week about Microsoft. I'm sorry, not Microsoft. Although there is some interesting Microsoft news this week. That has to do with the Xbox One. The folks over at Yahoo decided to spend $1 billion plus for Tumblr, which is a microblogging platform. The fellow who designed this website, the fellow who's the beneficiary of about $1 billion, the man who created Tumblr, David Karp, a high school dropout.
Good for him.
He was bored with his classes at Bronx High School, Roberta. He decided to opt for homeschooling, so his mother says it was the best decision he ever made. It became very clear that David needed the space to live his passion, which at the time were computers. Excuse me, this guy is 26 years old now, doesn't have a high school diploma, doesn't have a college degree. He lives with his girlfriend in a $1.5 million loft in Brooklyn. He says, well, maybe I'll go to college someday. He says, I can now afford it. And so he looks 100% geek. 150% geek. And the blonde he's hanging around with, drop dead.
It's amazing how much cuter geeks are when their wallets are fat.
I guess maybe that's it. Maybe that's the whole thing. It's pretty interesting, though, how that works.
But you know what? It just goes to show, not everybody has to go to college. That's not everybody's path.
Exactly. Right. And that's something more and more being discussed with a good idea. There was a discussion on The View the other day about that, about how, in essence, so many people are trying to go to college. Why? Didn't we say, I think Monday this week, we were talking about half of the college graduates aren't going to have a job. Something outrageous like that. So, but there are a lot of good jobs for plumbers.
Yep, but we never, whatever reason, we never promote going to trade school when it's, I mean, it's better if not, I mean, it's at least equal, if not better, to going to college.
Okay, I've got a house for David Karp,
yes.
Roberta, in Greenwich, Connecticut. The most expensive home in the United States has been listed this week. Story at DougStefan.com. It went on the market for $190 million. The most expensive home ever in our country.
You want to go in on it? We can go halvesies?
That's an idea. 14,000 square feet, 75-foot swimming pool.
Wow.
Built in 1896 I think it was Carnegie, but I'm not sure, one of the steel guys. Changed hands only once since it was built in 1999. It might be hard to find a buyer, but if you're a real estate person, it's cool because you get a $9 million commission.
Would you imagine? Oh, that commission, you're set.
Oh, my God, but that story. And pictures of the house, if you want to see what it looks like in Greenwich, Connecticut, up at DougStefan.com.
Hey, Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro Potting Mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
Less than 10% of patients rejected for a liver transplant are referred to for palliative care, which aims to reduce pain and stress. This is according to a study presented this week at the Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers. Researchers were surprised to find that only 3% of patients in the study died in hospice care, according to Dr. Constantine Carvalis, lead investigator of the study.
Our findings highlight a group of patients in need. We've got to be better about ensuring quality of life for these patients who are rejected for a liver transplant.
Palliative care is one way to address quality of life and can help avoid costly procedures and hospital readmissions.
80% of the patients in our study required repeat hospital readmissions and invasive procedures. This data helps to start the conversation on how we can make a positive difference in the lives of many patients and families.
For more information about the study in Digestive Disease Week, visit ddw.org. Researchers may have found a clue to what causes expensive readmissions after major gastrointestinal surgery, such as those required for gastric cancer. A study presented at Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers, found that complications occurring at the hospital are a major risk factor for surgical readmissions. Dr. Fergal Fleming, who conducted the study.
We analyzed data from nearly 45,000 patients undergoing surgery for digestive issues and found that if patients have a complication in the hospital, they are one-third more likely to be readmitted. This finding tells us that we need to take a closer look at discharge plans after complications occur.
Unplanned readmissions cost an estimated $17 billion annually in the U.S., but are preventable.
This data provides us with a roadmap for cost-saving preventative measures we can study to improve care and increase healthy outcomes.
For more information about the study, visit ddw.org.
Musicians, find the one. This weekend during Guitar Center's Memorial Day weekend sale, with hundreds of deals on guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, DJ and lighting gear, and more. Score huge savings in every department, up to 75% off list, including doorbusters like Shure Dynamic Vocal Mics, $29. Ibanez Dreadnought Acoustics, just $89. Ernie Ball Electric Guitar Strings, 3 sets for $10. Don't miss your chance to find the one. Guitar Center's Memorial Day weekend sale ends Monday.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I have the pleasure of the company of two men who are going to be working together this weekend in a very important tribute. It is Memorial Day weekend, after all. And joining us is the CEO of Papa John's, Papa John himself, and Michael Waltrip, who is a driver and one of the team owners, is going to be the Coca-Cola 600 event at the Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend. So what's the story? Who wants to start? Michael, you want to be the driver, or you want me to have Papa John get started?
Well, hey, Doug, you're going to be I'll start with Michael.
I'll start us, Dean. I don't want to speak for Michael and Charlotte Motor Speedway and all the folks at the Papa John's family. Our heart and prayers goes out to the folks in Oklahoma, Moores. We got trucks on the way out there, and this Sunday, every order that you order from Papa John's, we're donating $1 to Salvation Army to raise money for the victims. And it'll be about 300,000 to 400,000 pizzas. So
wow.
Fans out there, sit back on Fox, watch the Coca-Cola 600, enjoy some Papa John pizza, and we'll donate $1 on us.
All right.
I like it.
So that's cool. All right, so we have that event to help out people and more. Michael, what's going on with you?
Well, we're going to also support the families and more. Feed the Children is a charity that my brother and I, Daryl, we support with a golf tournament every year. And we're going to put Feed the Children on our cars to hopefully gain some support for those folks. They're going to feed a lot of kids out in that area, so that's important to us. But the celebration in Charlotte is centered around the biggest party for the troops on the planet. We're going to welcome 10 or 11,000 families to the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday night. Papa John's kind enough to donate 3,000 pizzas to feed all those folks, and it's just a chance to celebrate. I've been racing in the Coca-Cola 600 ever since 1985. 28 years ago, I started my career in NASCAR, and I've watched this celebration in Charlotte just grow and grow, and this year it's the biggest it's ever been. And so there's not a more patriotic fan base than the NASCAR fan, and so to be able to welcome those folks to the racetrack, and Sunday's going to be a party. Trace Atkins is going to sing. Papa John's going to race the president of the Speedway. There's people going on up to the longest and toughest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600, and
are you going to win, Michael?
Part of it.
Are you going to win?
I have 3 cars in the race. I quit driving on a full-time basis, so I started owning cars, and I have 3 of them in the race. And last fall here at Charlotte, we did win. One of my cars won with Clint Boyer, so we have a shot at winning for sure. And man, I just love our sport. I love the fact that so 100,000 people are going to show up and celebrate Memorial Day together, and that's really cool.
So, John, you're a driver. You're going to go out and race against whom?
I'm racing the president of Charlotte Motor Speedway, Marcus Smith, and he's going to show up with an old Mustang, an old Shelby Cobra. I've got my original Z28 that I bought when I was 15. I sold in October of 83.
Can I be your flag girl for this race?
Well, we do have Colonel North, but we'd love to have you.
Ollie North,
hey, I can stand with him. That's fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can see North out there with a flag. I say that because I know him, and he's a character. Loves this sort of thing. Well, this is an event, and the sort of thing that I'm happy to call attention to. It'll be on the air live on Fox, Coca-Cola 600, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mr. Waltrip has his drivers out. The one thing I wonder is, you got three cars, so they're competing against one another. How's that work?
Well, you just you become a fair weathered friend. Whichever one's doing the best, you want to go hang out in their pit. But we have three drivers. One of which is NASCAR future Hall of Famer and legend Mark Martin. Mm-hmm. And we have Clint Boyer, who won at Charlotte last fall, and then Martin Truex Jr. drives the Napa car. So I'm really honored that we get to race. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do when I was a kid, and I'm still getting to do it, and I'm not a kid anymore, for sure.
Is it hard for you to watch the race without driving in it, Michael?
Well, I get to run every now and then. I ran Talladega a couple of weeks ago, and I actually finished fourth. Mm-hmm. I led the race. I ran up front a lot and finished fourth. So that occasional race,
it keeps you going.
Right.
Yeah, it keeps me motivated to be in shape and to want to be sharp and to race. And then I get to be a part of the Fox broadcast. So during the races when I'm not driving, I get to be on the Fox team, and that's fun for me, too. Yeah. My brother, Daryl, is part of the broadcast group, and that's a fun time for me.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck. Congratulations, fellas. Papa John's Pizza involved at this deal. Giving money to help the people in war is a very good cause, and the troops being there, it's all cool. Michael Waltrip, driver and team owner, and Papa John, thanks for being here to tell the story on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Researchers may have found a clue to what causes expensive readmissions after major gastrointestinal surgery, such as those required for gastric cancer. A study presented at Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers, found that complications occurring at the hospital are a major risk factor for surgical readmissions. Dr. Fergal Fleming, who conducted the study.
We analyzed data from nearly 45,000 patients undergoing surgery for digestive issues and found that if patients have a complication in the hospital, they are one-third more likely to be readmitted. This finding tells us that we need to take a closer look at discharge plans after complications occur.
Unplanned readmissions cost an estimated $17 billion annually in the U.S., but are preventable.
This data provides us with a roadmap for cost-saving preventative measures we can study to improve care and increase healthy outcomes.
For more information about the study, visit ddw.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go to the video of the day.
Doug's singing again.
This is the story.
That's Adele.
Dog's name is Rev. The rescue dog. He has the song down from Adele. Those of you
okay,
just tuning in, we have a strange sense of the fantastic here. I don't think it quite sounds like that. Anyway, you gotta see. You have to see this, Kenny, right? When you saw this the first time around, didn't you? Because you can't help but have a big grin on your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The dog is terrific.
Yeah, very good. All right, calm down, Roberta, will you please? 26 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Yeah, good for you. The poll today at DougSteffens.com has to do with celebrity auctions because of the fact that the Geiger counter that was used in Thunderball, remember that wristwatch that was at a yard sale, the James Bond Geiger counter was at a yard sale. It was worn by Sean Connery. It's a Breitling watch. It's going up for sale at Christie's Auction House. It was from a yard. They found it at a yard sale, right, Kenny? Is that the story?
Yeah, someone discovered it at a yard sale, and now they're going to get close to, I think, $100,000.
Right.
They're estimating when it goes for auction.
Mm-hmm. This is really, these things, it was purchased for $40. The buyer asked Christie's to remain anonymous, knew the watch was worth something, but had no idea how much. The expert examined it, found out it was the same wristwatch the 007 wore in the, remember Spectre? And the guy who was the leader of Spectre? Bad guy. Anyway, so that's the story that brings us around to our poll today. Have you ever bought anything at a celebrity auction? A, yes, I'm glad I got it. B, I've been on something but didn't get it. C, I wanted to but haven't bid on anything yet. D, no, I think it's a waste of money. A lot of people love collectibles. Spend any amount of money for a collectible.
Is there a show that you guys would buy something from?
Is there, say it again?
Like, is there a show that would make you want to buy some type of memorabilia, TV or movie? Yeah. Huh. Because you like Doctor Who, Roberta. Would that make you want to buy
something?
Oh, yeah.
We've got Doctor
maybe?
Who stuff, and we've got Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yeah. See?
We have, like, you know, a plastic TARDIS and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. 27 after. Food for thought on a good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchar talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
So when that first Van Halen album was released, it sounded so different on the radio because it was different. It was recorded at a time when every record that came out was so slick and so overproduced. Bands spent upwards of 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, a year in the studio perfecting albums and basically just taking out a lot of the soul of a record. And so here comes this Van Halen album, and it just sounds raw and it sounds energetic and muscular, and the reason is because they recorded the record in about 3 weeks and mixed it. Ted Templeman was the producer, and he was going for a super live sound, so there were hardly any overdubs. It just had this great sound, and it's really what the band sounded like live. And their objective, the band's that is, when they went in the studio with Ted, was, hey, we want to sound like we do live. And ironically, what was going on in Los Angeles at that time was the punk movement. And so even though this wasn't a punk record, it had that sort of punk attitude, and that's again why this record sounds so awesome when it came out. It's so just of the moment.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org. Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries. or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Upstanding young people who are on this program, like Roberta Fasanelli. Her ideas and take on what's going on in the world are perfect. And then there's Jennifer Horn, who plays the fiddle like nobody else. She's here with us on program. Yes, Ken Kessler is here, keeping his eye and his ear on other comings and goings. So what do we have at Facebook.com and Twitter that is of interest and importance, Kenny?
Everybody thinks that the IRS needs to be done away with.
There we go.
And
thumbs up on that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of government, easy to do that. You'll be happy to know that your tax dollars are helping keep Major Nidal Hassan in change. The Department of Defense confirmed yesterday, remember this guy from Fort Hood, Texas, who shot 13 people, 32 people injured back in November of 2009, so that's 4 years ago. Since then, this guy has collected $278,000 in pay. Under the Military Code of Justice, his salary cannot be suspended unless he's proven guilty. If he had been a civilian Defense Department employee, the Army could have suspended his pay after 7 days. Rules for most civilian government workers allow for indefinite suspensions in cases when the agency has reasonable cause to believe the employee has committed a crime for which a sentence of imprisonment may be imposed. So what in the name of heavens are we doing with this guy? Why has it been 4 years since he pulled the trigger and he still hasn't gone to trial yet? Anybody know? Make any sense to anybody?
Nope, not at all.
Ugh, good Lord.
These are the things that get your blood boiling.
Yep.
Just,
yep. Every day.
Make
it's day
no
in
sense.
And day out. This stuff. Day in, day out. When is that song? What show is that from? Day in, day out.
I was thinking of Day O.
No, that's day. The fellow named Clinton Shepard, who's in the news today, 32-year-old operations manager at the Chicago Navy Pier entertainment attraction, spent the weekend in front of a gondola on Pier 15, the 15-story Ferris wheel breaking the Guinness World Record for riding a fairground or theme park attraction for the longest amount of time. Mm-hmm. Story today at DougStephan.com. He says, I didn't just want to beat the previous record of 30 hours and 35 seconds, which was set last July. I wanted to shatter it. Chicago, home to the world's first Ferris wheel, and the title should be here, he said. The Ferris wheel was built 1893 for the World's Fair. He boarded the Ferris wheel Friday afternoon at 2:30, got off Sunday at, let's see, whatever time, 48 hours, so almost 3 o'clock mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon. He had to be sure to follow a strict set of rules outlined by the Guinness World Records organization.
Yeah, they don't mess around, the Guinness people.
Who is crazier here? Right? He said he could take a 5-minute break every hour, and they were keen that he not fall asleep. So they had a video camera recording the whole time and volunteer timekeepers who noted everything that was going on. He did 384 spins on the Ferris wheel.
Wow.
Had visitors along with him for the ride. He had a TV, a lot of cushions, a table that he took with him.
Could you imagine how you feel when you get off?
Small refrigerator.
How dizzy are you going to be?
Just over and over and over again. I mean, I want
Ferris
wheels. Not for that long.
Michael Jordan has a restaurant in Chicago. He gave the guy dinner.
Ew, who could eat after that? Yeah. Or maybe he did it before, even better.
Awful. Anyway, that crazy story at DougStephan.com. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about music and what music does for your soul. It's 22 and a half for the hour. Good day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Doug Severin's Good Day program is now 19 before the hour. We're always happy to reflect on what it is that's going on individually with many of you, thus the acknowledgement of some of the people who make this program happen, listeners who have been true blue, like Lee in Pebble Beach, California, and Tyrone Horace in Honolulu, and Lydia Newby in Norman, Oklahoma, not very far from where all the devastation took place. Thanks to all of you for being good, loyal listeners to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of being loyal, a man who called me into action in 1996 when I first met him, seems hard to believe that we've been friends for that long. Uri Geller is here. Uri is one of the foremost mentalists, if you will, in the world, motivational speaker, man who can apply the power of the mind to just about any circumstance. I can remember vividly when you and I went to the Moody Blues concert, and I took you, you said to me, you'd never been to a Moody Blues concert, and yet you and Justin Hayward are great friends. I met him at your wedding, and I thought to myself, this is silly. So I arranged to have, it was on, I remember it like it was yesterday, May 5th. Whatever year it was, and you and I and I think your wife and Shippy, I don't remember, I think one of the kids was with us, went to the show in Oxford, and it was an amazing thing. You get up in the aisle, and we're dancing around, and the reason I bring it up is because I've been thinking a lot about music and how it is that various sounds, whether it's just good music or things like ocean waves, seem to calm us down. Have you not, I mean, in terms of people just sort of getting grounded early. Isn't it fascinating what it is, what music or sounds that are soothing do to our soul?
You know, you're such a telepath. You're kind of reading my mind, because this morning I did a kind of a charity walk with a broadcaster from the BBC who had a handheld microphone. It's amazing what technology does today.
Sure is.
And he could tape everything on that handheld mic while he was walking with me along the river on the towpath. The towpath is called because 200 years ago they used to tow boats with horses on the towpath. And we were speaking about music, and of course he was also a great friend of Robin Gibb, who, you know, passed away almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bee Gees, produced the best music, in my opinion, by far. And they also wrote music for other great singers, from Barbara Streisand to Kenny Rogers and I think Johnny Cash. And, you know, most of them died now. Only one Bee Gees is left. Barry is still living, and he's now on a concert tour here in England. I can see his posters. I drove back from London yesterday, and there was a huge billboard advertising his show. And isn't it interesting that music evokes memories that are 50, 60, 70, could be 80 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are moved by music. It somehow lodges into the back of our brains, and we'll never forget those tunes. And those tunes bring back memories. So yes, music is a very, very powerful tool. It can also be used in a negative way. You won't believe the way some agencies use music.
It really is how one gets through. If things are really going in a bad direction for you on any given day, if you find the right music, I can remember once having just a horrible day. And I got in my car, and I turned the radio up as loud as there was some songs on that I just really meant something
to me.
And I'm driving along 80 miles an hour, so a policeman pulls me over. And he said, you know, you were going 80 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour. Yeah, I acknowledge that. And he said to me, well, why are we doing it? And I said, I'm so happy. I'm having such a wonderful day. I turned up the radio very loudly. I just was celebrating my great day, and I hope that you're not going to ruin it. He said, have a nice day, sir. He gave me back my license and registration, and I drove off. But I didn't speed anymore that
day. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But, But by the way, you know, this is kind of cloak and dagger work, but some secret intelligence agencies do use music that is kind of a, I don't know whether I can call it music, it's high-pitched sounds that create a certain vibration that can actually jam up your mind.
Well, see, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because about music, there are ways of it being manipulative.
Very much so.
Yeah. If anybody knows about the mind, you would know how it is that that works.
Yeah, it does work, and in today's era and times of technology, you can emit and instill music subliminally into even into television sets. So while you're watching a movie or the news, you're also hearing a secondary sound that can penetrate into your brain and do all sorts of things. Now, they're experimenting with these sounds that I believe will be almost like a weapon in the near future. I mean, even going back to the wars, you remember the propaganda and music that was played into camps, and POWs were bombarded and brainwashed by music. Yeah, music is a powerful tool.
Well, I kind of like to underscore some of the power that we have that can be used for good, and if anybody knows about it, it's you. Check out Uri's website, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. One of the most fascinating people on the planet, always has something going on, and there's just a perfect example of it, and he and I are connected. That's how I think we came to talk about it. Uri Geller here with us on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Researchers may have found a clue to what causes expensive readmissions after major gastrointestinal surgery, such as those required for gastric cancer. A study presented at Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers, found that complications occurring at the hospital are a major risk factor for surgical readmissions. Dr. Fergal Fleming, who conducted the study.
We analyzed data from nearly 45,000 patients undergoing surgery for digestive issues and found that if patients have a complication in the hospital, they are one-third more likely to be readmitted. This finding tells us that we need to take a closer look at discharge plans after complications occur.
Unplanned readmissions cost an estimated $17 billion annually in the U.S., but are preventable.
This data provides us with a roadmap for cost-saving preventative measures we can study to improve care and increase healthy outcomes.
For more information about the study, visit ddw.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesdays is Prince Spaghetti Day. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. I'm going to forget my pal Warren, who's here to discuss your dog, your cat, your pet. I'm going to have Warren, if he hasn't already. He's very good, Richie, though, about checking out our website. He's probably already seen our video of the day, Rev, the rescue dog, who gets into this rendition of an Adele song, and he sings along with Adele. You want to see something really cute. How capable is your dog of doing the same sort of thing? We'll find out from Warren in a moment. Plus, an idea to help students at school involving the pets. That's up and coming next year on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Speaking of help, I don't know anybody in the world who's more helpful when it comes to feelings and understanding love than Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. The funerals that people are having for their pets. One wonders. We were talking about off the air. Peaches, the prized grand dame of the farm, one of us had a service for her in February when we had to put her to sleep. And certainly people have them now more than ever for dogs and cats and that sort of thing. What does that mean, Warren? Why are we so much more into this thing now than we ever have been?
Well, take a look at the names we give our pets, okay? When I was growing up years ago, Doug, every dog in America was Queenie, Whitey, right. Prince, and Duke.
Frisky. My dog was Frisky.
Now the dogs are named Sam, Harry, and Saul. Sounds like Charlotte. A poker game on a Friday night, okay? So here's the bottom line. People that give their pets names are more accepting of their pets as part of the family. So when they move on to that Rainbow Bridge, they want to say goodbye in a way they feel is more comfortable for themselves. And having a funeral or memorial service, I think it's a great idea. It's the same work for people. I think it just kind of distracts them a little bit over their loss and helps them get through that time. I think you can see more and more of it. And they're elaborate. I mean, the services, the caskets available, it's an elaborate service because people are more accepting of their pets as part of the family.
Jennifer, Richie, Kennedy, you all know what the reference to Rainbow Bridge is, right?
Of course. Yeah. The poem. Mm-hmm.
As well as a poem. It's really... Right. By talking about having your heartstrings...
When our dog died, my son set up a memorial in the living room where he stacked up sofa cushions and put a flag in the middle of it, and then behind the flag he put a fan that was blowing the flag, and then a picture of the dog.
Wow. That's really cool. That's really cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Warren, have you seen our video of the day today, the dog that is singing to the Adele song?
Doug, it's 5 to 5 where I am. Have I seen anything yet this morning? I did happen to catch a piece of it, and I loved it. I love it, but I think it would be a lot better if it wasn't an Adele song.
Wow, what's wrong with Adele?
Oh, she's great, but, you know, more like a Jim Morrison song. I would have.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Better, yeah.
All right. There's a court decision looming that may allow your son or daughter to bring pets to school. Is this a good idea or bad idea? Why?
I think it's a good idea, provided the pets can get the care they need, because let's face it, when you're away at school, generally for kids, it's the first time they're going off to college, the stress, the anxiety, the peer pressure. I think they need that non-demanding, that non-judgmental relationship that they can only have with the pets. I think it's a great idea. What a lot of schools are doing, though, that are allowing this is the kids or a group of kids will go out and adopt a pet from a local shelter and guarantee that one of the kids will take it home when they graduate or at the end of the semester. So I think it's a good idea. It helps them with their exams and it increases their grade average. So, yeah, go for it.
Do you think a college dorm is a healthy place for a dog to live?
A lot healthier than the kids living there.
I would tell you, Charlotte started...
Don't eat the pizza on the floor.
Charlotte, my English bulldog, started life as Brendan's pal in college. His final year of college, Charlotte lived with him on the campus of Trinity and then went with him for 3 years, various places in New York and wherever else he lived. But being in college, that's how she learned how to socialize.
It's just
right?
hard to find a cap and a gown to fit a dog.
Yeah, right. It's hard to find one to fit Brendan, actually. It's been a long time. 59 hours.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.